We're talking with Trevor Bacalar, the head track and field coach from the Valley City Highlanders. And coach, I guess question one is the standard question when you're in April and you're still indoors. I don't know if you want to use the word disappointing, because it's kind of frustrating. It's probably a better word. But how tough is it getting kids ready for the outdoor season when you're not even outdoors?
It is difficult. We can do a little bit of the running, some of the short stuff, but you can't really prepare a lot of those kids for, you know, those distance races or a longer sprint race. You know, it's mm-hmm. tough. Imagination, you know, and just through hard work. And we're lucky enough that we do have a few days where we can at least get outside and run around the school block. You know, that's our primary track. And then we can get down to the college, hopefully here this year, maybe mm-hmm. a few times as it thaws. That'd be the thing to do. But it's through imagination, really, you know, and just a little bit of creativity. We have, you know, the conflict with some of the other teams. Everybody wants to try to be inside using a lot of the space. And so we've done a really good job as coaches working together. And so try to mitigate any problems and things like that we have. But
I'm assuming the throwing sports, the shot puts and the discus and even pole vault, high jump, those kinds of things, are they more difficult to practice indoors because you're outdoors, you have more of the elements to deal with?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. We do, javelin, we really can't release the javelin, right? We can practice steps and we can go through some of that stuff, little plastic javies that we have, but to actually go through the full motion, even with discus, we can do steps and we can release into a netting that we have, but we don't actually get to see the full trajectory, you know, mm-hmm. what's going on with that and try to correct some of those things. So we do have difficulty. You mentioned high jump, same thing. Oftentimes it's going to be footing is going to be the biggest issues. In the gym, it's a little different with running shoes on than on a track surface with spikes, and especially too for our sprinters. Running down the hallway on carpet is good. Our hurdlers doing the same thing. But again, you know, it doesn't mimic and it doesn't simulate an actual track. Mm-hmm. And so we see some of the difficulty when we transition in that phase.
Well, now let's forget about that stuff now. Let's get to the good stuff, the actual competitions. With the indoor season, Coach, what kind of things are you really trying to accomplish as you get ready for the outdoor season with an indoor schedule?
Our biggest thing here is when I talk to the kids is, you know, we're really preparing for our outdoor season. And that's our key thing. We work through our indoor season because it's practice. That's really what it is for us. So we try to push those kids through and, achieving those personal records, what we call them, is going to be the big thing because that shows me that you're improving. And each meet, you know, we've been able to set, you know, 20 personal records each meet. And so we're seeing those kids improving. So that means that we're doing something right and then they're doing something right. Because we can't qualify for state. We're not going to set any national records or anything like that as far as high school goes. So as long as they're hitting those milestones, then we know that we're getting ready for the outdoor season. And then we want to see that transition as we get outdoor, obviously, and then work toward our regional goal. For us, mm-hmm. We've got some kids that can be pretty close to state qualifying, which is nice by hitting those standards. But, you know, for some of those kids, it comes down to placing at regions could be where you get to state. And so for them to hit their peak at regionals is what we want to see. And the last few years, we've really had great success with those kids hitting their personal records and reaching those milestones, achieving the best they can at regionals. And for some, it's turned into a state, you know, qualifying event for them and others not. But at least they're still achieving that. And so that's our...
At the EDC indoor, I think you had probably, I know, 11 on the girls' side and several on the boys' side that got PRs. Is that one of the better meets that you had, or is that what you're talking about that improving and getting ready for that outdoor season?
Yeah, absolutely, and that's what we like to see. That was one of our highest numbers of kids, you know, setting those. And so it's, you know, the sprinters are achieving what they need to. Jumpers have been improving, and so some of those skills we're working on. And still, as we're working, you know, we're not tapering off or anything. We're pushing the kids hard. And so it's really nice to see them still be able to achieve that way. And now hopefully, you know, we were hoping to be outside, but that's not happening this week. But it's nice that we got to pick up another meet here at UND tomorrow. And so we'll get to see those kids in some of those longer distance with the 300 track, which is nice. Mm-hmm. So now they get to open up a little bit more. We can run a full 100. We can do 110 hurdles, things like that. So it'll be nice for those kids.
How about some of the kids, some of the names of some of these individuals that you feel really could parlay what they've done here the indoor season into a successful outdoor season?
Yeah, you know, we're a young team overall this year, and it's nice to see their success. But, Individually, we've had Jared Egremont in the hurdles. He has he set an indoor record in the 55, and he's a freshman. And he just seems to get stronger and stronger. And so I'm really excited to see what he can do as we get outside. And so tomorrow I'm really hoping for quite a bit out of him. We'll see how he does. You know, on the guy side too, we've had Cade Powers. He's a sprinter. He was a thrower a little bit in the past. But, you know, he's a junior, and he's I don't know where it came. Something clicked in him, but he's just gotten a lot faster. And he's been our top boy sprinter for this year. And young kids again, Peyton Zahn in the jumps, Trevor Winter again in the jumps, long jump, triple jump. Those guys, every meet, I call them the little dynamic duo. And they just keep pushing each other, keep setting new personal records, you know, which is a Peyton a couple times he's placed in a few meets. And so it's nice to really see those kids on the boys' side like that. There's only a few names. On the girls' side, we're, again, young, but we have Vivi Lee, who's a sprinter, who's placed in a couple of meets that she's been in, and also Olivia Olson, who's been competing very well. Again, a sprinter. Now she's doing a little bit of pole vault, which is really nice to see. We've had Morgan Nelson. She's really done well. Kind of a surprise, too, for me. I didn't see her much in junior high last year, and now as a freshman, she's continually improving again and setting a lot of personal records. So
you mentioned the freshman. I think it wasn't a freshman girls relay team that set a school record for the ninth grade.
Yeah, you know, a lot of our records, we've kept a few of them that we've had to dig through and come up with, and there's been some boy records. And now the girls, so what we do is we make sure that they have to run somewhere first, establish the standard, and then, okay, the next time if they can beat it, now we said, you know, so then they got the record. and so that's good. Oftentimes we can't find four freshmen or four sophomores, four juniors, you know, that can all compete to achieve something like that. So it was really nice to see them be able to do that. And that group was pretty much the three of the four of those kids were close to qualifying last year in the 4x1. So we add, you know, a little bit more speed with our sophomore, Vivi. And I think those girls really have a good chance. And then on another note, there was the sophomore girls also, too, have set the standard. So now we're looking to try to set that record with them as well. So pretty exciting stuff.
Well, hopefully once we get outside, there's still well over a month to go before you're looking at the EDC Outdoor Championships. I think that's middle of May to late May. So there's still plenty of time to get these kids outside. So what do you hope to get them outside, and how do you feel as far as a team, how they can do or individually once they get outside and start competing?
I think collectively the kids, you know, we put a lot of ownership in the kids working individually. And pushing themselves, you know, we talk about PRs. It's milestones in practice, right? Mm-hmm. Are you achieving, you know, those things that we can do? And I think as we get outside, we might be a short timer, I guess, as far as meet goes. But I see us progressing as we are indoor. I don't see us holding back at all. And we're going to keep pushing through the season until we get to that point where we think we need to start tapering a little bit for some of the kids. And as we get to the outdoor season, typically, you know, we have some kids trying some different events and see where they fit. Now we might have a shorter window for some of them. And so we try to tailor back and say, okay, maybe these two events are your focus for the rest of the season. And so we'll start doing that with a few kids and really starting to work on them, whether it's long jump or throwing. And hopefully that transition is good for them. But you never know.
You never know. Bottom line, are these kids ready to get outside? Are they getting eager to start running outside?
Yeah, right? What is the phrase? Cabin fever or something like that? Yeah, they do. You know, we run outside around the sidewalks even when it's a little cool outside, and they just like that. It's a change of pace. The distance runners like to go and, you know, run some distance and go somewhere. But we definitely would like to be on a track, and you know, hopefully that is sooner than later. We'll see what the weather brings this weekend with the potential extra snow we're going to have. But, you know, and then we'll get down there and we'll just continue to work and keep progressing, hopefully, throughout the whole season. But definitely will be welcome.
All right. Well, good luck in Grand Forks on Thursday, Coach.
Thank you very much.
You bet. Coach Trevor Bacalar joining us from the Valley City Highliner Boys and Girls Track and Field Team.
Awesome.